The Institute for American Indian Studies Museum and Research Center presents More Than Just a Gathering, The Purpose of a Powwow. What is a powwow? A powwow is an intertribal gathering of indigenous peoples that features traditional drumming, dancing, and singing, with native food and crafts. It's also an important way for native people to share the richness and diversity of traditions and to celebrate cultural connections. How were powwows started? The term powwow is from a Narragansett word meaning meeting. Since time immemorial, tribal nations have regularly held their own ritual gatherings, where dancing represented important cultural or spiritual practices. However, when indigenous peoples were forced to relocate to reservations, they often then had to live close to native people from different communities, some of whom may have even been enemies. The different tribes had to figure out how to get along for survival. In addition, many of their traditional dances were outlawed. While many native people continued to dance their traditional dances in private ceremonies, over time, new dances emerged that were more social in nature. One such example is the grass dance, which started among various tribes in the plains. As different tribes shared their dances, these intertribal celebrations became a way to showcase the diversity and vitality of tribal arts and traditions. What does Native American drumming mean? Drumming is also an important part of powwows. The drum has cultural significance for many Native people, as Paul Gowder, the owner and founder of powwows.com, explains. One of the most important things in the life of a Native American is the drum. Our whole culture centers around the drum. Without the drum and the singers around it, the Native Americans could not have powwows. The drum brings the heartbeat of our Earth Mother to the powwow for all to feel and hear. Drumming brings everyone back into balance. Whether dancing, singing, or just listening, people around the drum can connect with spirit. It is no wonder the drum should be treated with great respect. What do their songs mean? While some songs are sung in a tribal nation's language, others are sung in vocables, so singers don't have to know a tribe's language to sing. Even if a song uses vocables, it usually has a special meaning for those who are familiar with it. Drum groups are led by a head singer who leads the songs and chooses the members of the group. Sometimes, the head singer will open the drum, meaning that other members of the group can take lead. Women also join in the singing, and they often sit behind the men at the drum. What are the dance competitions? Often, dancers compete and are judged for their dancing skills and regalia or ceremonial clothing. Dancers compete for cash prizes and categories based on dance styles. Men's dances include grass dance, fancy dance, smoke dance, and traditional dance. Women's dances include buckskin dance, cloth dance, jingle dress dance, and shawl dance. What is a round dance? A round dance is an open dance in which anyone can join. Listen for the Master of Ceremonies, MC, to invite everyone to join. It's best to watch what the others are doing and follow their lead. You'll step to the drum beat. Who organizes a powwow? Powwows are organized with a lot of hard work by a powwow committee. They plan for months ahead of time. They have to hire the MC, the drummers, the singers, plan for food, and secure prizes if there will be any competitions. What happens during the powwow? All powwows begin with a grand entry. Flags are carried in, and they may include tribal flags, the U.S. flag, and POW flag. Veterans and head dancers lead the procession, and an opening prayer is said. There may be an open dance to which the public is invited to join. What is powwow etiquette? When you're at a family gathering for the holidays, there are probably certain rules that you're expected to follow. For example, perhaps you're supposed to say please and thank you if you want someone to pass a dish that you can't reach. We call these types of rules etiquette, which means how you should behave in order to be respectful and polite. In different situations, there can be different etiquette, and there is specific powwow etiquette. If you plan to visit a powwow yourself, here are some things you should keep in mind in order to be polite. Always stand respectfully and remove your hat when asked to do so by the MC. Never touch a dancer's regalia without permission. Elements of regalia have often cultural or religious significance and may have been handed down through a family for generations. If you see a feather on the ground, please notify the nearest staff member. Do not pick it up. It could be a feather from a dancer's regalia or intended for ceremonial purposes. If you plan to take pictures, please ask permission before photographing dancers in their regalia or before recording specific dances. Please only join in dances when the MC invites the audience to participate and never enter the dance arena unless invited. Above all, remember that this is a celebration. Have fun, try some new food, and enjoy the music. There are some hyperlinks at the bottom of the page, so if you'd like to follow up on this topic, ask your parent, teacher, or guardian with help researching those. That concludes The Purpose of a Powwow. I'm Chris Radio Volunteer, Laura Bogart.